Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the difference between thousands and ten thousands. I'm going to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 6 and 7, where we read this. Now it happened that as they were coming home, when David was returning from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women had come out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tambourines, with joy, and with musical instruments. So the women sang as they danced and said, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his ten thousands." After David killed Goliath, he became remarkably popular. When the people of Israel started singing, everyone knew David was a bigger celebrity than Saul. So they sang a new hit song. It went something like this: "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his ten thousands." When women sing and dance in your honor, you're popular. When it happens in all the cities of Israel, you're even more popular. This song was the number one hit in Israel. David wisely received this popularity because 1 Samuel 18 verse 14 says of this period in David's life, "And David behaved wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him." You see, in this environment of praise and popularity, David still behaved wisely in all his ways. He didn't let it go to his head. Now, when you are that praised and popular, it isn't wise to get too inflated about it. David was happy to hear those affirming words, but he didn't let it dominate his thinking or change his opinion of himself. He kept the heart and mind of a shepherd, even in a season of great success. Now, that's not easy. That was a test, one that the devil wanted to use to bring David down, and a test that the Lord wanted to use to build David up. David never received this kind of affirmation when he kept the sheep. The sheep never danced and sang a song praising him. Now David faced a challenge he hadn't really faced before, the challenge of success. Many people who handle adversity well enough fail under the challenge of success. But because David could be so content and so happy before the Lord in keeping sheep with no praise or popularity, it put his heart in the right place to handle popularity when he did receive praise and attention. You see, out in the shepherd's field, David had his heart set. "I'm doing this for the Lord. I love the Lord, and my reward is from him." Because his heart was right in the shepherd's field, David behaved wisely in all his ways when the praise and popularity came. He understood that the praise of man is like perfume. You smell it, you don't drink it, because a little bit goes a long way. We also see this by David's reaction to the scorn and criticism from his brother Eliab. That was in the last chapter, 1 Samuel chapter 17. When Eliab scorned and criticized David, well, David didn't like it, but it didn't crush him. It didn't deter him. Many people are corrupted by praise and popularity to the same degree that they're crushed by scorn and criticism. Because of what God built in him out in the shepherd's field, David could live his life more for the Lord than for people. It wasn't that David didn't care about people or what they thought, but he could put the opinion of man in the right perspective because he cared more about the opinion of God. What about you? Do you rise too high when other people praise you? Or are you crushed too low when they criticize you? The key is keeping yourself anchored in God, not so much in what people think about you, but in what God himself says about you and who you are. Put your anchor in the Lord himself, And you can do that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.